In this week's Cut News Line, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Relative prices is one factor for farmers to consider as they look at where cotton prices are and compare them to both corn and soybeans. We've seen weakening prices in commodity markets over the last 3 months. I would say that you're probably looking at the strongest competition for acreage right now being soybeans. And that's in part driven by the input cost, perhaps as much as it is just by relative prices.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
With the declining oil prices, we've seen some relief in both diesel prices and also starting to see some relief in fertilizer prices. So that's going to come in and affect the bottom line. Those declining input costs could serve to benefit cotton and might hold a few more acres in cotton than what we would have otherwise thought.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Because it's not just the lint that they get revenue from, but the cotton seed as well. We've had some historically high cotton seed prices back in the summer. Those have softened somewhat, but they're still high by historical standards. So there's that factor to consider in the overall mix. The investments in infrastructure that many producers have in terms of the gins and warehouse also contribute to the value. So I think, you know, producers, as they make this decision, they're going to look at all of that, and they're going to see, you know, all the income that comes from cotton production, compare that to the expected revenue from other crops as well.